Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. The Berlin Senate is planning further relaxations at schools. Per information obtained by the RBB, starting March 9th, the plan is that all students up to and including the sixth grade are to return to schools via the alternating model. This would affect just under 88,000 children in Berlin. So far, only the first to the third grades are being taught in partial attendance mode. Distance rules and mandatory masks apply, and classes are usually split, meaning the alternating model. The partial return to classrooms is aided by Corona quick tests, which teachers must take regularly. Students will also soon be able to take self-tests, for which a swab in the front of the nose will suffice. The Berlin Senate has ordered 2 million for this purpose so far. In addition, vaccination codes for elementary school teachers will be sent out this week. They can have the AstraZeneca vaccine administered at the Tegel Center, Terminal C at the former airport, and, starting next week, also at the Tempelhof Center, Hangar 4 at the former Tempelhof Airport. On Thursday, the Senate will convene for a special session to discuss the results of today's federal-state consultations and then apply them to the state of Berlin. Starting March 9th, Corona rapid tests for self-application will be available at the DM drugstores, provided the manufacturer meets delivery commitments. The test will be offered, quote, as cheaply as possible. However, when asked, the chain did not want to give any exact details on the sales price yet, as talks are still underway. The DM statement continued that the company wants to contribute to life returning to normal as quickly and as far as possible. However, the delivery quantity will initially be, quote, limited per person. And as soon as there are further deliveries and further approved tests, the limitation will be removed. Last week, the German Federal Institute for Drugs and Medical Devices granted special approvals for 3 products for use at home. The Berlin labor market situation remained stable in February compared to January, despite the lockdown. This was largely due to short-time work, or Kurzarbeit, which is used by many companies. However, unemployment figures have increased significantly compared to February of 2020, the month before the first corona lockdown. The unemployment rate stands at 211,918 people. That's 580 fewer than in January, or a drop of 0.3%. Compared to the previous year, the number is 55,328 higher, an increase of more than a third, or 35.3%. Following a major outbreak of the B117 corona variant discovered in the UK, the Vivantes Klinikum in Spandau has restarted treating emergency cases again. The ER is open, but the psychiatric emergency department will remain closed for now. A total of 85 cases of the B117 mutation was confirmed at the 600-bed hospital, including 36 employees. The outbreak became known about 2 weeks ago, and Vivantes assumes that the more contagious pathogen was introduced by a patient who had been abroad. According to data from Labor Berlin, the proportion of the mutation in the positive samples tested at Vivantes, Charité, and other hospitals is growing steadily, to currently 37%. And lastly, while there has been some reporting from the RBB about restriction relaxations and openings starting next week, we will wait to report on the specifics at least until after today's meeting with Chancellor Merkel and the Minister Presidents of the Federal States. So stay tuned. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.